RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peake, founder of the Peake Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Have you ever just picked up, like, you know, a container of yogurt and looked at the expiration label and said, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to, you know, pitch this right now because yesterday was the day it expired? Is it going to grow into mold overnight? I mean, how do you really start parsing through all of this use by, sell by, best by day? Ah, all of these labels are so confusing. So we have our go-to expert, Chef Abby Gelman, our culinary nutritionist par excellence, who is going to help us get through all of this. All right, Chef Abby, I'm holding that yogurt container. Now, is it really true you almost definitely toss your products too early?
Yeah. Yeah, we throw away everything. And the minute that, it's like the minute, like Cinderella, it's 12 o'clock, midnight, it strikes, and then we throw everything out. So we should not do that. You know, it's mostly a recommendation as far as the manufacturer is concerned. It's not an FDA rule, and magically overnight, things aren't going to suddenly be moldy and won't, you know, suddenly make us sick, whereas last night they didn't, but this morning they will. So, yes, we definitely throw things away too quickly.
Well, so I've got that container of yogurt in my hand, and it says that, you know, it was supposed to have expired yesterday. How long can I really eat it? I mean, another week, another day, another several days, what?
Depends on what it is, but usually dairy is the big one, and usually you've got a few days. So, you know, you can smell it, you can see it, you can taste it, but pathogens you can't always detect. So usually you have a good, you know, at least 2 or 3 days if you're trying to play it safe but don't want to toss it right away.
A lot of experts say that you shouldn't just judge only by smell or taste, that a lot of disease-causing organisms are invisible and
right,
aren't behind, you know, spoilage problems. So
right,
just because your milk hasn't gone sour yet doesn't mean it hasn't gone bad. So
correct,
how do we get through that little problem?
Well, you know, you have to be safe. So the one of the things that I think is so confusing is that there's a sell-by date, there's a best if used by or before date, and a used by date. And so consumers are confused by what's the difference between these three. So the first one is called a sell-by date, which essentially tells the store how long to display the product. So my yogurt company tells this grocery store that the sell-by date is, you know, January 15th or February 15th, whatever it is. And that's how long you are allowed to display this product. So you as a consumer should buy things before that sell-by date in order to have what the manufacturer believes to be freshness. The best if used-by date is about flavor and quality, but it's not for safety. So if it says best if used-by January 15th for your yogurt, the manufacturer is saying it'll taste the best by this date, but you probably still have a few days. It just might not taste as good as we think it should.
Interesting. So what you're saying is the use-by has wiggle room.
Yes, exactly.
Whereas with the sell-by, the actual grocer has to take it off the shelf after that period of time.
Exactly.
Aha. And what about that best-by date?
Well, so there's the third one is the use-by date, and that is the last date recommend. This is the one that we should pay attention to more with safety, is that's the last date recommended for use of the product while at peak quality. So it's similar to the best if used-by, but it's different because this one really, like, you should pay more attention to that one because that, it's not necessarily just about quality. It's still, again, it's confusing. So it's not, it's it's still about quality. It's a little bit about safety, but you still have a couple days of wiggle room.
All right. Well, I'm going to further complicate that by the fact that manufacturers decide which label they use.
Right.
And so experts actually, you know, are trying to push for a more regulated system to avoid confusion. Confusion with consumers. But there's no standardized rule that determines which types of products get use-by dates and which get sell-by stamps. So manufacturers do their own shelf-like studies and indicate the quality timeline of their products, however they deem fit. So now I'm really confused. So, you know, given the fact that we've got those limitations, let's go back again. One more time, Chef Abby. Okay. Let's go. Let's start, you know, with use by, sell by, then best by. Okay.
Okay.
Tell us, tell us, you know, like, again, practical ways of looking at that.
So use by is the last date for peak quality. So the manufacturer has determined it. So for, if you have a box of crackers and you haven't eaten them by that date, they're still good tomorrow. And they're still good probably for a while. They just might.
So that's your use by with the wiggle room. Okay.
Yep.
Let's go to the sell by then.
Sell by is what the manufacturer tells the grocer when they have to pull the items off the shelf.
Excellent. Okay. So that's just a dictum. That's it.
Yep.
That's manufacturer to grocer. And as we just mentioned, the manufacturers make it up as they go along. All right.
Exactly.
Best buy. Then what about Best Buy?
Best Buy is similar to the Use Buy. So this is saying, if you want the best flavor from this product, you need to eat it by this date. But it is not at all reflective of the safety of the product. So you definitely should have a few days of wiggle room on that one. So your yogurt,
So if someone were to ask you the difference, the bottom line difference between Best Buy and Use Buy, what would you tell them?
There isn't really much of one, I don't think. I mean, the use by, I feel like, has some safety built into it, so maybe you shouldn't have as much wiggle room. But the best, that, you know, that one might have, like, I would save it a couple days, and the other one maybe 3 or 4 days. Does that make sense?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know,
you know, I mean, seriously, it is so hard sometimes to kind of cut through and wade through some of this because, you know, it's tough. I think a lot of people are wasting food. I think you would agree, right?
Yep,
yeah, I think
absolutely.
A lot of people are wasting food. So I tend to believe a little bit more in that, you know, wiggle room. So I'll oftentimes give it, you know, a couple days. Chef Abby, what are the most dangerous foods that you just don't want to play around with in terms of wiggle room?
Dairy, you know, I would say is a bigger one than anything packaged that sits on your shelf, that's shelf stable, like a cereal or crackers or things like that. Those are easier. You know, you can eat those way after the dates because.
But what about meat?
Stale. Meat.
What about
you
meat?
You do not want to mess around with meat either.
There
so
you
meat,
go.
Meat and
absolutely.
Dairy. So, and meat, you can tell pretty quick. I know that organisms grow and you can't always detect them, but the color will go off, the smell will go off. There's a lot more that you can detect about the meat. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that it's just really important for people to understand the differences here. And if you want to learn more about this, the Institute of Food Technologies has a great website that you can go to that will help explain some of this even further. But it's still consumer confusion half the time. Chef Abby Gelman, you have been wonderful. Once again, go to culinarynutritioncuisine.com to learn more about her wonderful work, our go-to chef, in helping us understand labels and expirations. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm Dr. Pam Peek on her radio. Listen to us all the time. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and shoot your questions to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.